Jed, how good is it to be back? I mean, obviously there was some uncertainty.
Yeah, no, it's great to be back. You know, it wasn't really that much uncertainty, to be honest with you, but it was we were able to work it out, and everything was good, and I'm just really happy to be back. And you know, I think both sides seem to be pretty happy with the deal that was done, and you know, just excited to be back in here for the off season.
Is it different than last year now that the coaching staff is not new? And
yeah, it's a lot better. First of all, one less mini camp. Second of all, you know, your head's not swimming nearly as much as it was. You know what to expect now from the staff and what their expectations are, and you know, not only in your play but also in the playbook and how it's going to come at you. And you know, just so much more comfortable in it after 1 year. So I think it'll be, you know, we'll be moving a lot faster as we get going.
Sure.
You talked in the past about how you kind of take care of your body a little different as you get a little older. I mean, how do you approach this much differently than you did maybe, you know, long?
Yeah, you know, I think you just, the longer you play, obviously it takes you longer to recover. So, I mean, you need to take that time to get your body, you know, sort of back to as good as it's going to be, I guess. And then, you know, you just got to take it at your own pace, getting preparing. But, you know, we're working pretty hard here and getting ready to go towards the off season. You know, we start moving on the football field. But, you know, it's a long grind. So just gotta take your time working into it.
Chad, do you know what to expect as far as a role this season?
No. No, not at all. I mean, I'm going out there expecting to obviously play every snap and try to help the team win. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, we just want to find a new way to win. That's really it.
You talked a lot before about playing 10 years and how nice that would be. Are you going into this year sort of with the mindset
first? I knew I was coming.
Oh, yeah, I got to get out of the way now.
Well, if I answer now, you're still going to ask me again, like, in a couple weeks.
Well, I won't.
Training camp, maybe. Still, you're a week in, so how you feeling? What do you think? No, I don't know how it's going to go. Obviously, I'm taking it one day at a time. I'm enjoying everything, you know, just with the idea of who knows. But we'll see. You know, I 10 years is sort of that unwritten. Everybody wants to get there, so we'll see what happens.
How about just 10 years, though, in purple, 10 years in the same uniform?
Yeah, I'm certainly proud of that. Obviously, it's not something that many people can talk about, is being in one place for 10 years and not only having the staying power to, you know, to be able to play at that level, to be able to stay and have an organization want to, you know, back you for that long, but, you know, just be able to, you know, immerse myself in the community and continue to do more and more, and just knowing that we're going to be staying here, you know, post-football is nice to know, and you know, just a tough media market to deal with. Other than that, it's pretty good.
You mentioned that there wasn't much uncertainty in you coming back. Was the renegotiated figure that you got, was that about what you had expected all along?
I mean, that is what it is. I mean, it just isn't an issue. You know, it's a non-issue, and we were able to work through it, and you know, created a good environment for us.
How are the knee and ribs?
They're good. Yeah, they're good.
You're obviously close to Adrian. I know you keep up with him. How do you look at that situation? Do you fully expect he'll be back this coming season?
I haven't talked to him recently. You know, I talked to him a little while ago and kind of shared some thoughts with him. And you know, I think everybody's in support of him and trying to come back and just be a part of this group. And we'll see how it all shakes out.
Did he share some thoughts back with you? Was it
a
legitimate back and forth?
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, we had a good conversation. To say you play with a guy for 9 years, I mean, you tend to, or going on 9 years, it'll, you know, you have a great relationship, and I do with him. It's just, you know, he said his piece, and I just, you know, heard him out. But obviously he brings, you know, a lot to our team, and we'd love to have him back and get back here this offseason, hopefully, and start working with him.
Kind of watching the uncertainty there. Is it nerve-wracking from a player's perspective?
No. You know, I just I take care of my, stay in my lane as much as possible, and worry about, I have my own set of issues, so I just focused on that.
Do you know if he'll be here at all for any of this?
I have no idea. No, not sure.
Chad, you mentioned 10 years is kind of the benchmark, and a lot of times that's the benchmark coming into the league. Do you ever think you'd get to that point, like, especially that first year, you'd go out for the whole year?
I think you hope to, but, you know, you just don't know how your career's going to go. There's so many, you know, uncertainties with injuries and, you know, changing the coaches and organizations and schemes and all those sorts of things. So to be able to do it and stay here was kind of the ultimate goal, you know, hoping that would be able to work out. And now that I'm there, it's excellent. You know, I feel great about it. And now we can, you know, hopefully it means lead some more wins.
Did that knee ever give you any problem after that year? I mean, based on that injury, knock on wood.
Yes, no, consistently, yeah. I mean, I've had it scoped a couple different times since then. I mean, that's been documented, a missed time for that in the off season, and it's just sort of, yeah, it's ongoing, sort of, and that's always been my biggest issue is my knees, and that's I had one in college and one in the pros, and it's just something you deal with. You learn to deal with it, and that's ultimately at the end of the day, after my 10th season, that'll be the deciding factor for me, is that I want to continue to punish my body, you know. See how it goes.
Do you train differently as an older player, or do you more or less?
Yeah, you know, I don't run as much. I ride more bike this time of year. You know, run when I have to, sort of thing. You know, getting top shape, doing it the way I can do it without having to pound the body, especially the knees. But yeah, it's just part of, you know, it's hard on you. So eventually, you're gonna break down. But yeah.
Thanks, Chad.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks.